Only for down, screaming my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
Ako adele ago. Abo moka mota ne bol. Cause I pull up in the
Bentley. I just want to be high,
be high,
be high,
be high.
In love with plenty women, I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet, no man get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, them man.
Malaku Ibar, Malaku Khan. Shebe make a samoa, say my cookie now go join God. You want to bamba, you want to cheat with the big boys.
Okay, you're welcome back again. It's another beautiful Wednesday evening at Radio Svab. And guess what? We're here on my house, hosted by the one and only Datule Shebang. The Open Boy is here just to give you the best of Afrobeat entertainment. As always, we're going to be spending an hour here talking about African music in general and listening to some beautiful songs out of Africa. And without wasting much time, I just want to say, if you haven't been following us on our social media platform, trust me, it is always open. It is more like a community. You are allowed to make suggestions and let us know what you think. And every program is also scheduled there. And trust me, without even making, let's do it this way. Just give us a follow for a following sake, you know, just to keep in touch with what we do right here at Radio Fab on Instagram and also on Facebook. So without talking too much, I said we have a lot of, you know, things to cover up today, as long as entertainment in Africa is concerned. And let me start by saying, first of all, they finally released the Teshuola Bump song from South Africa. And guess what? Generally, a lot of people kind of also criticize Burna's verse. But for me, I think I thought he was going to really do justice to his, compared to what I've been hearing from other people. Like, definitely, I'm not trying to say Burna did not do his thing. I'm not trying to say that. But all I'm saying is, Burna did not deliver exactly what we were expecting him to do. I'm talking from my own perspective. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying this because I want somebody to start thinking, oh, maybe you don't deserve a side video. No. When it comes to the big three, I'm very, very sincere. I know the guest side. Just that, I just feel like some people are being biased when it comes to the others, because a lot of people, I can say this, a lot of people, I think a lot of people like Wiz and Davido more than Burna, because basically the guy does not have his own fan base. He's just a lover of everybody because he does good music. For me, I just see it that way. And somebody can like Wiz, even if Wizkid does something not, you know, approachable to them, or what would I say, you know, give them a different style of their song, that or a style of song they've been listening to from Wiz, and they just feel like, no, since now Wizkid do know Wala, all of us will still listen to her, no problem. But if it's coming from people like Davido, Tete BG will always want to be like, okay, fine, we can also listen to him. But you see that Burna Boy, because anything you can make mistake, everybody will hear against them. So that's just my main point when I talk about the big TV. And starting from the very song today, we have Derko, and she's from Ghana. I don't know if she's gay, but or a cross dresser. I really don't know much about her, but I've watched some of her videos. Sometimes I just feel like, is she a guy? And some other time I'll be like, no, she's a woman. I'll be like, no, she's a girl. Man, see, she's just flipping me. I just think she's one of these two, because if not, I don't see any reason she's, you know, flipping dresses or making hair in some of her videos. And talking about that, she styles even more than some, you know, female artists. Generally speaking, anything I say here is my opinion, because how can you, if you say you are a guy and you style like that as a woman, trust me, that's essence. But if you also as a woman and you style like that as a man, because sometimes she's put on this character of a man and sometimes she put this character on as a woman. So for me, I just think she has different character, but for me, I just think she's a cross dresser and all of those. And she goes by the name Derko, and one of her favorite songs that she does, that she did, that I kind of like, was the one with Arasta. Amazing song. I've forgotten the title. One beautiful song with Arasta. And now she's back again. Titled this one, Favorite Girl. And she also was she featured the CDO on this very one. And also, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time I'm hearing this song, and the first time I'm also hearing this artist named Desidio. So without talking too much, I give you Derko featuring Desidio, and the bold title this one, Favorite Girl.
Let's be honest, I know my heart if I be honest. She in control, she feel on it. If I try to calm me down. You like this, I like thing, my love. I love being your love. I'm trying to show you off, you off. She really the latest girl. She really my favorite girl. I'm loving the way you twirl. You twirl in the Maybach. She really the A-list girl. She really my favorite girl. I'm loving the way you twirl. You twirl. Fresh up and it on me. But you can't do it slowly. The dirty way would you bend it for me. Take a picture and just leave. I didn't feel it when I'm this. You be there every time I stay. When you are in girl you make me say. Make a speech, you know. Never met a bad man like Peach, you know. And I make a man see like Peach, you know. She say I'm fine like Starboy Weech, you know. I hear that feeling when I'm stage. You be there every time I stay. When you are in girl, you make me say.
Baby boy, I love the way you treat me. Shower me because I'm spoiled and I'm needy. Tell me you like what you see, come and please me. One of a kind, yeah, my vibe's too intriguing. I like a rough around the edges, real rude boy. Real star boy, make me your star girl. Love to hear it when you tell me that it's my world. You know that passion and desire make my toes curl. I know you wanna dive deep in my ocean. You wanna see these hips in motion. Baby, show me you know how to control it. And you can have it when you want it.
She really the A-list girl. She really my favorite girl. I'm loving the way you twirl. You twirl in the Maybach. She really the A-list girl. She really my favorite girl. I'm loving the way you twirl. You twirl. Fresh up and it on me. But you can't do it slowly. The dirty way would you bend it for me. Take a picture and just leave. I had a feeling when I disdain. You'll be there every time I stay. When you are in girl, you make me say. Ooh, I thought.
Okay, that was Derko. They titled that one Favorite Girl. And if you're kind of old to music in general, like sound, like music in general, not just Afrobeat, hip hop, or whatever thing, you should know that song is a sampled song. Yes, from Lumid, and she titled her own very song, Never Leave You. You know, Derko also did a sample of the song. You know, it was a very popular song. I don't know if it was popular around the world, but in my own very country, that very year, was a very popular song. Everybody, it was more like a national anthem. If you don't know the song, you'll not be gammed at that time. We were still in secondary school back then. I feel like, you know, there are some songs if you don't know or you don't listen to, they'll be like, you're not stylish enough. I don't know if it's still in this, you know, model era. Because nowadays, I just feel like everybody has a choice and a tune of song they, or a way of song they like to listen to. Because basically, I pick my songs due to mood. Yes, I can be excited and I'll be like, you know, today I'm going to fucking go excited. I go to my Spotify, load up my playlist, an exciting playlist. Or there are some ones I just want to listen to. I just want to dance. I go to the dance sessions, you know, or search for a playlist out there already created. And I make the selections. But those days, it seems like, let me give an example. If I was in secondary school when Faze Alone dropped his independent album, and a year or 2 years before that, if I'm not making any mistake, Two Face dropped Face to Face, yes, which is the album that also took Afrobeat to where it is today. According to what Adekunle Go did, he congratulated Two Face for the album, and he said that was more like the album that you know, rephrased Afrobeat, you know, as a sound. So let's be sincere. Even me, I also take sides with Adekunle Go. I'm just trying not to say Two Face is just more like the how would I say, the face of Afrobeat at that very time, because I don't know if you can remember when I said the last time on this podcast, and I said on this show, I said Two-Face, face-to-face album did not just, you know, brand himself as an artist, but trust me, it was the album that really felt like made Africa realize that we could go global, because basically it was that album that got him his first MTV award, and it was a very big win for Africa. I see, let's be frank as to see it. I am in Nigeria. Getting an international recognition like that was more of a big deal. It was like you winning the World Cup. Let me give an example. Just like 2 years ago when Morocco qualified for the first time in ever semi-final they qualified for the semi-final in the World Cup. The old Africa, we all celebrated. Not because they won the World Cup, but in the first time they are breaking the course. We've been there severally, like seconds to go, we're back again. A minute to go, there's something, you know, terrible happens. But that very time, it was successful because it came out successful and everybody was celebrating Morocco. Same as the same thing that happened to face-to-face album, especially African Queen. African Queen was more like a global album. Everybody, you know, really felt this song. And to this day, people are still loving that song because it is a gem of a song. It is an amazing song, trust me. So that was the album that really rephrased Afrobeat. And after that, trust me, everything changed. So my story that I was saying was, if at that time you don't know songs from Face to Face or independent album, or what was the Banja album at that time, I can't really remember. Those three albums, they were the big three at that time, the Banja Face alone and Two Face. Man, believe me, if you don't know these guys, like you don't know their songs and you can't sing it west to west, people look at you and be like, are you new in town, you know? Or are you just coming from outside the world? Because what makes you feel like, how would I say, like you're trending is for you to be able to trend with those songs at that very moment. So that was it. So the long awaited song is here, the Toshiwala Bam remix. Yes. And without talking too much, I want us to listen to it together. And though I've listened to it first of all, no that, but I will say it again, let's listen to it together. And trust me, tell me your thoughts. And for me, I think Burna was just more like an average artist, not like Burna that I was expecting. So without talking too much, Timbo Yapu Burna Boy featuring SNE, the title is one, Twashala Bam remix. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. I go by the name Dachula Shevro, and you're listening to My House.
The matter never settle. You be what I be get to. Masability long ya wolenu. Better recognize. Greatest of all time. No other name they go call mine. As I they shant it, I'm not nice. On that out. As long as I jalaba, and they call me the godfather, move like an Italian. Have you ever seen a nigga like moi? Each and every lady wanna give me a mwa. We need smoke weed, we need smoke cigar. Now we there, I turn on mwa. King Solomon, I get high, I journaling. You don't like me, Wallow. My advice is for now. Cause my guys don't follow no. When the sky start falling down, I'm still your daddy.
Call it Vala. My pretty Valley Amen. I'm thinking don't follow on me. My jetty color. Wait, follow, follow on me. And you never call on me. Yap, I'm a little bit of a
mind your bang and a matala. I'm a kiss, I'm a consavana. Feliz colegulo lotaba. She with him, she with him, she with him, she. If you like a boo, this pussy can a pay, pay. So battle a little manga me, yo yo.
Monday, Talab. Tuesday, Talab. Wednesday, Talab. As long as I jalaba. Can they call me the godfather? Move like an Italian.
Okay, that was Twala Bam by Tusela N featuring Burna Boy and featuring SNE. And first of all, I keep saying, yes, Burna Boy did not do justice to it, but that doesn't mean he did not deliver. So Burna Boy did Burna Boy, as always. So without talking too much, we're moving on to the very next song. And first of all, I really need to share very great news. Not like more of a great news, but more like a gist, because I really don't know. In Nigeria in general, you know, in every music in general, there is also somebody who is the crazy one. And I can say that, first of all, I don't know if anybody, it has been more like a big news, but I'm going to be sharing this here today because a lot of people might have not heard of it. There is this Nigerian artist called Portable in general. He's more like a trench artist. He's got fans all over the world because he really got a big recognition when Skepta, an American Nigerian rapper, sorry, I said an American, a UK Nigerian rapper, featured him in his recent album. And the track that he featured, Portable, was one of his promotional singles. An amazing song, trust me. Maybe probably next week we'll get to listen to it. And Portable did justice to it. And not just the song in general. A lot of people were like really kind of proud of Portable because he was more like a trench artist. And a lot of, you know, how will I say, big artists do not want to work with me. They don't want to work with him. So the guy's got his presentation. I don't know how it got connected to Skepta, but he was lucky to be that Skepta album. And trust me, but the thing that I wanted to say, and I will be saying, is the news came around that he posted recently that he bought his new car. I can't really remember the model, trust me. And the most funny part was, they said he hasn't finished paying. And when he was comforted, the police came and they were just talking. The guy flew like, when they pay me password, your mother be saying, Portable not run like, say, he the run like someone said, Portable they run like thief. Like, I really made a conclusion, I was like, Portable fed thief. Like, I have to be sincere. They need to go cross-check that guy. If Portable live around you when you see the street, trust me, Portable jump away call Robin at that time. Portable really, you know, the most funny thing about that is that wasn't because he ran. It was because I was like, has he forgotten he's a celebrity? Because whatever he's doing right now, people are picking phones and they're already recording. Trust me. My main point is, my main aim to this main topic is, I want people that has been cautioning him for a very long time, she also called him to actions. Like people like Olabi there and the rest of them, they'll be like, yeah, fast, sit down, relax, you are a celebrity. Like, let me give an example. As somebody once said, he said, some people are celebrities, some people are not celebrities but they act like celebrities. Why some people are celebrities and they know it, why some people are celebrities, why they don't know it, you know, understand? Like, that's just the main thing. So for me, I just think Portable is a celebrity. Who doesn't know he's a celebrity? I'm not saying he's not aware that he's a celebrity, don't get it twisted, but I'm saying that he doesn't act like one, let me put it that way, because I'm not saying he should go do things that he's not supposed to do or whatever thing. I'm not putting that on the table right now. I'm just saying there are ways he should act, there are ways he should talk, especially when he's trying to, like, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I just want people who really are able to caution him, to put him to desk and be like, talk to him and be like, okay, fine, Portable, see how they tell you to do the thing. If he is to go to classes to make him understand that There are ways things are done. Thank you very much. Without talking too much, we have J-Bad, and he titled this one It, and it was featuring Sarkodie. I just found the song on our top 10 Afrobeat on Shazam, and trust me, it's an amazing song. So without talking too much, we'll come back to talk about J-Bad and Sarkodie.
I'm the king of the street, the head of the boys, they call me Medusa.
Why you the hate for? Why you the hate for? What you the hate for? What you the hate for? Me yeah me lies, I'm about to start him go. The things you pray for, don't be same day for. Yeah, hate for, why you the hate for? What you the hate for? What you the hate for? Me yeah me lies, I'm about to start him go. The things you pray for, save me your info.
Yeah, me then you know be the same. When the charm was any emotion, shine that be what I like. Cause you come for the fame, me me burn it for moolah. Some of them will pan it high. Come in, mommy, go to the gates, I will guess I'm a pop, and I swear, say, we'll be on your time. Think in a young weapon, some of the boys will compare me. Munyam and I'm in your line. When I was broke in the trenches, I did everything by myself. Brand, I'm a brand of a hustle, but I got nobody to help. Yeah, and I'm fighting for riches, but me, I've been fighting for wealth. Made them my power, come mass over bed for a month, but I sold everything on the shelf. Stand up, we'll be an energy, and me, peer grab and fairy, we'll hear this, and if I'm a woo. If I'm the pimp, now we'll be my muse, and I'll be him, cause we show grass, and if I'm a boo. I tell the DNA, I want you, and you will need my back, I'll grab it, see, then I'm a boo. Then I'm the man, only if you're rather cast a home, so I'll boo, I'm ready to have a boo.
Why you the hate for? Why you the hate for? What you the hate for? What you the hate for? Me yeah me lie, so me too suck him go. The things you pray for, no be say me a aim for. Yeah, why you the hate for? Why you the hate for? What you the hate for? What you the hate for? Me yeah me lie, so me too suck him go. The things you pray for, no be say me a aim for.
Gang, gang. My career never did depend on the war. Trinity, you know. Defense, be any man, move there from. Me and the Gino. The street, they depend on the different record. I hope I never go back to the deed and the suck.
Never go call for their head or their figure. Be all of the man. Never go call for their head or their figure. Be all of the man.
Sick
bed,
family, I
can
tell him.
Okay, that was J-Bad featuring the one and only Sarkodie. And trust me, I just saw J-Bad on the list and I haven't even heard of the guy before. Trust me, it is the very first time that I'm even listening to his very songs. And trust me, and the most funny part is there are two things I am certain and I'm sure about him is he's from the UK because the video was shot in UK, and his accent also. And I'm not saying he is from UK generally, but I believe he lives in the UK or based in the UK, and he's generally from Ghana because of the accent and the Ghanaians that he's speaking. And also Sarkodie, I don't know if I can remember that if I told you about the beef between Sark and you know, what's his name, Dremel. Not like more of a beef, but Dremel started the whole thing and started calling Sark out. But Sarkodie, you know, did not even reply, and the reply came from one of his guys who is called Lyrica Joe, and the beef has been going on for a couple of times. As I told you the other time, it is an amazing beef. It is great. It is not a, how would I say, physical, but just, you know, lyrically, and, you know, how would I say, who can put the best man to work? That's just it. Nothing much. We haven't heard from Sarkodie, and the most important part, we haven't heard anything from Sarkodie since that thing. What's it called? Since Drebo dropped his gist track, he hasn't said anything. He hasn't responded. So hopefully, we got our fingers crossed and hope he does someday, somehow, somewhere. I don't know. Okay, we are expecting something new from Wizkid, because on a recent post from what's it called, Hip TV, I just found out that Wizkid is gonna be featured on his on a new track by, what's her name again, Shinessa, and they're gonna be dropping it this very Friday, which is next tomorrow. So I hope it finally drops and I get to play for you next week. But the main reason I'm excited is because Wizkid has not been able to drop anything since All This Why. I'm not saying All This Why like it's been like a couple of months ago, he did an EP recently. Like, All This Why I'm talking about is since Davido called him out, and I haven't heard anything from him. He himself has not even tweeted, and a lot of people, as I said, a lot of people were really mad that he called the Jazzy an influencer, which is, you know, got all of the internet crazy. Even I had an interview from Mr. Macaroni, a very popular Nigerian actor and comedian, and also an influencer, that Wizkid be calling Don Jazzy an influencer? Not just because he was calling him an influencer, it was because Don Jazzy has been one of those who has chipped the Nigerian music industry, not just the Nigerian music industry, like the Nigerian entertainment body in general, starting from music, culture, movies, anything that has to do with Nigerians. Don Jazzy has been one way or the other been part of it. I that Lashia Bro can testify to that, know that I can testify to that, because even when Very That Man said, Don Jazzy is one of the person where a lot of Nigerians started to love him, not because he was Don Jazzy, but because the way he carries himself. Like, we, at the time, Very That Man was right when he said, at the time, a lot of Nigerians were scared of Don Jazzy because we felt like he was like more like a drug lord and all of those, because of the way he appears in their videos at that time at Mohit. Yes. Even the first time he did record something, a verse was Pere. Say one to dance with you, Pere. Yes, that song. That was when Don Jazzy, though we do hear his voice, he does intros for the band and all of those. But trust me, let me put it this way. He used to be the Puff Daddy to Biggie. As Puff Daddy was to Biggie, he was like Don Jazzy was also to the band at that time. So if you could imagine how big as the band at that time, so Don Jazzy was more respected and bigger than him. So that was it. But without talking too much, it is what it is. The new generation, they gotta say what they gotta say. But Wizkid hasn't replied any apology. He hasn't said anything yet. The first time we're gonna be hearing from him is next tomorrow, which is on Friday here. And I hope he delivers his lines, because if not, I'll be one of those to really criticize the FCs, as I will always say. So without talking too much right now, I have a new kid in the block. He goes by the name Kahid. Kahid also has been hospitalized. I don't know what's wrong with him. He did an operation and he's recovering. A lot of artists has gone to pay him visit, just like people like Adetikunle Gold and all of the Nigeria, you know, influencers and comedians, because he signed to Steny Tucker, a famous Nigerian influencer and comedian, a content creator also. So a lot of, you know, the content creator world has gone to pay him a visit and all of those. So, and his recovery, thank God for that. I hope he gets well soon and he gets to, you know, release new music and songs for us to dance and listen to. So without talking too much, I have Kahid featuring Jackie, and they both titled this one Runaway. Oh my Lee.
If you want your girlfriend, get here in 10 minutes.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Damn. feelings are the reason why you dey gara. And anytime when I say make you give me chop, you know even they try a jara.
I go by the name Dachel Shevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
You, baby, I know that I'm out here thinking. If you really love me, choose between me and the shorty that you're hiding. You really think that I'm blind? I wanna do me for one night. As you they see me, I'm fragile. If you there for me, give me your loving. Put your sick, honey, I could disappear, honey.
All up in my face, she go keep pacing. Come make a jam your machinery.
If you there for me, give me your loving. Take honey, I go disappear, honey.
Come make us solve your mathematics. Make you come solve my jagwajanties.
Oh my little, oh my little one. Waiting there for your list. Where you know fit to buy on my little one. See you, my girl, I swear you they give me ginger, give me ginger one. Girl, you they make me crazy. I swear you they scatter my internet. Oh, oh baby, no go run away. Look in my eyes, you go feel my pain.
Go by the name Dachel Shevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Run Away by Jackie and Kahid, and the song was titled Run Away Omalicha. And talking about Kahid, as I said before, he's still hospitalized, and I just hope he comes out. He's already in good health, but I hope he recovers as soon as possible, because you know we want to hear more of him. He's one of the, like, if he's not up to an A-list artist, but I guess we can rank him as the B-list artist. And guess what? He's one of those who delivers in everything he does. He doesn't release a track, and trust me, I don't like it. I don't know about you, but trust me, he's one of those artists that I can say he has no bad songs. And talking about Jackie, Jackie is also from Ghana, a Ghana female artist. She also came into limelight around 3 years or 4 years ago in 2021. No, 2020, sorry, when she did Forever. And at the remix, she featured Omalik. And there was something she said about the remix when she said, when she said when she wrote Omalik's people, and like, yeah, I would have loved Omalik to be on the remix of this song. And they agreed, and they sent the instrumental to Omalik. It wasn't even up to, like, you know, a couple of 2-3 hours, Omalik sent the verse back, and they were like, how fast did you do this song? And it was like, I've done my verse for a very long time, I was just waiting for the opportunity. And I believe Omalik is the second person that anybody has testified to when it comes to the future like that, because Reminisce also said that about Faz when he did Prosperity with him, and he said he wrote him, and he was like, okay, fine, send me the instrumental. I sent him the beat, sent him the chorus, and was like, this is my, you know, my point of the song. And the song is titled Prosperity. You can go check it out. Reminisce featuring Faz, Prosperity. And he said before an hour, Faz has already sent back his verse, and was like, I don't understand. How fast could he do this? Like, that was when he really titled, and he gave Omalik an OG badge, and he was like, yeah, he's as good as that. So without talking too much, we're moving to the next song, and this next artist is an artist like, he was titled over, no, his name, he said he got his name from when he was performing at a beach, and somebody was like, man, you are a king. And was like, I don't understand. Say, yeah, you he got it from a Jamaican guy. Was like, Patoranki, you know, I don't know how he said it, but that was how he said the name was, Patoranki was inspired. I don't know, sincerely speaking. And this time, he's featuring one of my favorite at the very great moment, and he goes by the name Vic Tony. And the boat title is on Babylon. So without wasting much time, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Patoranki featuring Vic Tony, and the boat title is on Babylon. Go by the name Dachula Chevrolet, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Babylon by the one and only Patoranki featuring Vic Tony. As I said before, that's one of the kings that has done it, and I guess he's on, what will I say, he's on vacation right now, because he doesn't do music as much as, you know, as before. He just does it on a part-time basis. He comes and he goes, and but along the line, I would say, for those who know Patoranki, we've enjoyed his songs, we've enjoyed his stay. He has given us hit after hit and hit and hit and hit. So, ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's about time to, you know, for him to be like, okay, fine, I raised my white flag, I'm giving up. No, not giving up, but I'm trying to rescue myself off this time. I have to go chill. So, without talking too much, I go by the name once again, Dachula Chevrolet, and you're listening to My House at Radio's Verse, Radio's Fab. And as always, I want to say thank you for always listening. It's a pleasure. Without you, there's never going to be me. And I guess I said I'll be introducing something the other time, but I haven't had that time, because I think it's about time I really introduce this full time. Like, I want to really introduce this full time. I want to be like, you know, bringing out, you know, songs from me probably an artist you've never heard before or not as popular as you think. Once in a week, you know, play a song and randomly. So I don't know, I used to do it before, so I felt like it used to be something we vote for on my Facebook page at my house, but time after time I felt like, since I'm not going to be pulling out polls right now, I just guess I'll be doing this song randomly. But guess what, you can still be the judge of it all. Let me know, are you going to be doing it, you know, let's say you can make a vote and be like, yes, your favorite artist is going to be here, and so you can listen to your favorite artist, no problem, I'm willing to accept that. So without talking too much, this week's artist is going to be Blake Sensema, and for those who don't know him, he's probably one of our best right here in, you know, in Italy, doing his thing, trust me. He's one of those artists I can say he's not just underrated, he's overlooked. Yes, he's overlooked, and I can say that he's just this artist who does songs, or who does great songs for great songs, and be like, yes, time after time you just be like, you feel the guy, like he's one of those artists, like anything he drops I go to listen and be like, another banger, trust me, that's Blake Sensema for you. So that's why I just want to say, this week I'm going to be playing one of his new songs that he just dropped a couple of months ago around February, I can't really remember, or March in the sense, I don't know. He titled this one Hustle, and an amazing song, trust me. The song is talking about, you know, him going out, you know, to make money and all of that. But just listen to it if you listen to English. Trust me, if you love Afrobeat, you're definitely going to love Blinks Esema. So without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Blinks Esema, Hustle.
Should have done it earlier, but I did it anyway. If you didn't find me, I'd be hustling every day. So I told you that I did go where the money day. Yes, I did go where the money day. That's why I've been hustling everywhere. Pull up if you're calling me any day. And I can't stop as long as the money day. May God let the money day. Cause what did I never do to come out to fool from me, mat. But I'm gonna say God did not be mad. Now them for the pity for me now, nah. Ooh, for the look for me now. What did they never do to come out to fool from me, mat? But I'm gonna say God did not be mad. Now them for the pity for me now, but look at me now, look at me now.
Yeah, turn it up.
Been through it all, if you not be God. Yeah, man for dead, waiting there for talk. Say we not be job, it's why I not go stop to walk. Till I get everything that I desire. Don't say we don't deserve, them say we not deserve. They say make we step, but I'm a back getting stacks. But you didn't believe, so I'm about clearing that. Go around and ask of me, cause what did I never do to come out to fool from me, mat. But I'm God, say God did not be mad. Hey. Now them for the pity for me now, nah. Ooh, for the look for me now. What did they never do to come out to fool from me, mat. But I'm God, say God did not be mad. Now them for the pretty for me now, but look at me now, look at me now.
I know that you are alone now, so I be awesome. I be awesome. I know that you are alone now, so I be awesome. Say my day for you.
Look!
Gentle wings, my feet.
Oh. Okay, that was Bleez Essema, one of the artists that I have come across in person, a great talented person. Like, I don't know how to describe him. He's just super talented. I just feel like he's one of those people, I just feel like, that has not had the opportunity to really been able to expose themselves to the world or show themselves to the world. And he's just I just feel like it's unfortunate that maybe probably he hasn't find the right sponsors or anything, but I just feel like he's too talented to be the level he is. I even the last time we spoke, I told him, I was like, you are too blessed to be stressed. So without talking too much, I'm gonna be moving on to the next very song, and this song is from the two people who made a very big hit 2021 also, and it goes by the name Lodger and Sax. If you can remember Mona Lisa, Jojo Mona Lisa, that banger was made also by these two people. And also, I came across their song, so I was like, don't tell me you guys are going to make any bad song, because since I know Lodger, he has never made any bad song. So without talking too much right now, I guess I am going to be pleasing to, and for those who don't really know Sax, Sax is one of the Nigerian's oldest producers that we have in the game. Like, if you're talking about Nigerian production in general, without mentioning Sax, trust me, you are missing out. I'm saying this because I know him. He was one of those who made Wizkid's first album a banger. It is Sax, yes, Sax on the beat, yes. Who else again? Mention any big collaborations at that time. In Sax, no, they know we're sweet now, you know, understand. So that was Sax for me, for you. Sax was that producer who always knows how to do his thing. And since Lodger came out, they've been able to work, you know, seamlessly, doing great jobs upon great jobs. And we hope this one becomes a greater job, because Mona Lisa was really more like a banger and everybody really felt it. So this time, we hope this one becomes also a banger. And, you know, I love to see two artists who does great things, doing it again and again and again and again. Just like people like Fino and Olamide. When they were really on the throne, anything they drop was always a hit, so you can't take that away from the both of them. So that's it. Moes again, you know, those people who always do that. For example, globally right now we have Drake and J. Cole. Whatever they do, trust me, it's amazing. So without talking too much, I give to you Sax featuring Lodger. The title is one, Billions.
Make a pack your moto, it's a service. Eyes on the debit, Lagos City. Sex only sure if you reach your puppy. Pray to Allah, cause the girl undressed in the yard for the weekend. And the man them greedy. But the money man go, with the money man know. Say the money must show, if the money no send it, cause I'm on credit. Anything goes when the money man says it. Molly on deck, so the girl them certain. Hello, Mirale. I see millions and millions, oh. I see 40 millions, oh. Millions, I see millions and millions, oh. I see 40 millions, oh. Billions, I see billions and billions, oh. I see in Napoleon, oh. Billions, I see billions and billions, oh. In Napoleon, so put the Benz in the air, feel low. And nobody come beg me, no. Can I lele, we go exito. Lele, lele, lele. When you there, when I know to know. And nobody won't show me road. And my uncle thinks say I know feel blow. Lele, lele, lele. And my girl, got the nicest Prada. And my body, yellow fine like Lala. We got the money like it always has a. Like you throw it, Zaza. She said she wanna see me live, ah, la, la. She pull up to my shows, ah, la, la. I put the booty in my hands, oh, la, la. I put the booty in my hands, oh, la, la. Oh, la, 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 la.
some millions, so I see 40 million, so millions, I see millions on millions, yeah. I see 40 million.
Okay, that was Low J feature. No, it wasn't Low J, it was more like Sax featuring Low J, and the title is 1 Billions. And as I said before, these were the same guys who gave us Mona Lisa, and they bring another one, and the title is 1 Billions. And one thing, first of all, talking about what's his name, Low J, he's this guy who I think personally that he's just versatile when it comes to this. His music is just versatile, because starting from what's it called, Mona Lisa, and after that he did what's the name of that song with Chris Brown and Davido. After that he came again with Motto, Trust Me. It was then I realized that yes. And the most funny part is I've forgotten the name of his song, the artist he also wrote for. So he's one of those artists who you don't really see in picture. Like, you don't really see them in picture, but trust me, they are really walking, you know, backstage, and they are walking behind bars. Like, they are really doing something that really affects the culture in a very great way. These are just the kind of artists. There are much of them like that. Like, you don't really see them back to back dropping songs and all of those, but they are just behind doing things and great things and great things and great things. So I guess Loja is one of those. And talking about Sass, he's one of the oldest producers I can really think of right now. Because he's no older than some of the producers that are still trending. Like, even Don Jazzy is still produced to this very day. But trust me, Sass came a very long time ago. And he came like in likes of the time of Sam Clef and the rest of them. Like, if you really know these people that I'm talking about, then you know how long, you know, Sass has been in the game. The next song right now is going to be coming from Sheyi Vibes. And talking about Sheyi Vibes, people call him the new Ashake. Hopefully he takes the ground. And the only thing I think Sheyi Vibes hasn't done that Ashake has done is him shutting down O2 Arena. So hopefully we hope to see him do that sometime. Wish him all the best on the same, because I really love to see him progress. Because people said he's copying styles, but trust me, if he does, you know, having a person to mentor or do something like, it's not a big deal. But you trying to be like copy, I think they are wrong, in the sense that Sheyi Vibes is doing this thing separately, because if Sheyi Vibes can still be, you know, on the top to this very moment, because let's not forget, he's the same guy who was also featured in Ara Star's album, unreleased album, yes. So we're hoping that we're hoping that a lot of people get to recognize him and get to see him. But Sheyi Vibes is already having this recognition. Even, I don't know how to say it, I don't want to say he's bigger than Ashake in some aspect, but there's never a song that he has been featured on anybody complete. Yes, he is not doing anything special in the song or anything, but trust me, there's a way he delivers his own verse. I think personally that is different from the way Ashake does his own thing. So without talking too much, we have Sheyi Vibes, Different Patterns. Without talking too much, we're gonna be back while we end the show for today. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Different patterns. I'm up a low before I cast. Go on the gas. Oh, my mommy, I get the paper. Baby. We know the class. My mama, I'm a Nigerian. Why is one and the one carry last? Ah, the one carry last. Blessings follow me out. Modupe lo wo lua. Adupe lo wo lua. Abololo don't they scatter. Ololo the guest bunda. My guy deliver like this passion. No make para boy, you can't do it para. Open Bible, open eyes, treat me as a. Shey girl, I no day tire. You go explain tire. No evidence, explain tire. In no good batting bad bar wire. Big bunda, make me mad. S&P, soja, mara. Different patterns. I'm up below before I cast.
Before I cast.
Who on the gas? Oh, my mommy, I get the paper.
Baby.
We know the class. My mama, I'm not in Jura. Why is one I know on Carilas? Ah, I know on Carilas. Blessings follow me out. Modupe, lo, oh, you are. Modupe, lo, oh, you are. No good day, oh, me, la, me. She did look like, oh, fella, me. I'm the palette, oh, look at me. Fuck me, Calum, who's melody?
The most funny part about that song is that after listening to this song, because definitely it's the first time that I'm listening to it, it made me remember when someone said, Shey Vibe does not really sing, he canted. So I'll let you be the judge of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the conclusion of this week's episode. I just want to say thank you for being there and always being there. Without talking too much, I go by the name Daniel Sherbrooke, and also you're listening to my house and in the studios of Radio Fab. And as always, I hope I'll definitely see you next week. You know, same time, 8:30, and wish you the best of all best. And then the first thing first is, I just want to say this. You don't have to, first of all, hear what I say or hear the song before you relate to it. Because sometimes, even when I first of all came to this country, there was a song that I loved so much. The title is Venguan Kiyo. I don't know, today I don't even know the name of the artist, but I know if I can search for it, I can say it. And another one that I love so much, but I can't say the title because it's not like a title. I just know the song. Like, this is the rhythm of the song. I guess when I search for it, I'm going to find it on YouTube. The thing is that there's one thing about music, you don't have to really know what it's saying before you can feel the rhythm and the vibe. Sometimes you just love a song because of the way it sounds, not because of the word the person is saying. And I believe that's why people like, sorry to say, Charlie Poppy are still, you know, on top today. Sorry to talk about Charlie Poppy also. He was denied his visa to come to the UK, and the tour was, you know, was not cancelled because of the Modu Black has to carry on. And there was also a video that I was trending online where a fans, two girls, was taking Charlie Poppy's verse. I want you to talk this thing here today. If you get a girlfriend where they sing Charlie Poppy's song, I guess it's about time you reconsider yourself. You are gay. Let me just be sincere. So I guess I'll be closing today's episode without talking too much. Thank you for being there and always being there. I hope I'll see you next week at 6:30 as always. I'm signing out. So without talking too much, I'm going to be giving you DG3 featuring Tony Boy. And you know what? First of all, let's do it this way. I don't know how to sign out properly, but I'll just say goodbye and have a blessed week. So see you next week. Bye.
Digi, uskie fiti na dai kukupin maze uskie dizi na dai ni kuchiu ni kubloka big jina dai to relax to kidishi minji na dai ni kudigi uskie fiti na dai kukupin maze uskie dizi na dai ni kuchiu ni kubloka big jina dai to relax to kidishi minji takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti takudigi tu vifiti
Philippe, send the location, I go on kitty kitty. If I catch a party, I'm a no pity pity. No come go day from busy busy. And she knows I'm too cheeky cheeky. Now why your friends see the moves sneaky sneaky. But girl think them are too freaky freaky. Chef egg for me, need take it easy. Swing and me janky lover. At your back, oh baby bend over. If I put it in, game over. Man a jiggy, man a strong like a soldier. Swing and me janky over. At your back, oh baby bend over. If I put it in, game over. Man a jiggy, man a strong like a soldier.
Nadai ni kudigi, uskie fiti, nadai kukupin ma maze usikie vivi na dai niku chiu niku bloka big jina dai to relax to kidishi minji na dai niku bibi usikie fiti na dai kukupin maze usikie vivi na dai niku chiu niku bloka big jina dai to relax to kidishi minji ban ban super aliban super akikupa basi cheza na giza mimi siko sawa nimejawa na kicha nimekuja kama nyota sasa nimenga Shikisha, Murio akikupa basi buda pitisha Mishandle, dismantle, lights, camera, action Takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti Takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti Takudigi tu vi, takudigi tu vi Takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti Takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti Takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti Takudigi tu vi, takudigi tu vi Takudigi tu vifiti kwa kiti
Chato's